CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, we've got something cool happening with Bar One, and they're doing some really, really cool stuff. Of course, everybody's talking about Eskom and about load shedding, and everyone has been impacted by load shedding. Obviously, every person in South Africa has felt this in some way, shape, or form. There's no one who hasn't managed to be affected by load shedding in some way. Many of us feel like there is nothing that we can do, but what you can do is perhaps get involved with helping along those people who really need it at this stage. Nestle Bar One has launched an awesome campaign called Nestle Bar One Need Energy. That's hashtag need energy. They've been lighting up libraries. This campaign is all about keeping libraries open for people who really need to study, to be able to do their work, young people who are trying to get ahead with their education. And they are providing energy through load shedding so that our youth can be able to help themselves and have a chance to be able to help themselves get electricity so that they can practice, make sure that what they need to do is get their work done. There's no light, so it's very, very hard to do these things. And obviously, Bar One are trying to do their bit for this too. This is at the cost of 500,000 Rand just to build these libraries or to keep these libraries working, to keep electricity going there. But they are taking the step even further and are asking South Africans to help put the permanent solution into various libraries at the cost of 1 million rand. So this is a way for you to help. And if you want to help us, and we're going to find out who we can get in here to tell us more. These are not people that we do not know. They're people like DJ's Boo, who is a well-known friend of ours. We'll also be checking in with Kuvashni, who is also an experienced senior marketing and commercial lead manager. Also, they're running the campaign. And they have been successfully running, this is in the case of Kuvashni, successful brands and categories in FMCG. She's also been serving as the manager for category marketing at Nestle. So we'll find out more about that in a short while too. Stick around for all of that and more. We want to hear from you. In the meantime, in the comment sections, let us know what you're up to. You can get hold of us on cliffcentral.com and get in while you can. Talk to us about what's happening in your world. Poor old Mash is still trying to figure out where he is in the world. Audio is back, so we tried to fix that in the meantime. The laptop went dead. Didn't even know what was going on over here.
Wasn't the slogan for Bar One, have a 25-hour day at some point?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, wow. What happened to slogans? Slogans used to be a thing.
People still use slogans.
They still do.
And Bar One is probably one of the most successful chocolates in the country. Yes. Everybody loves it. Everybody knows it. It's not something that people in South Africa don't know very well.
Yeah, it's a go-to.
Yeah, I'm just seeing here the Bar One guests. Oh, here, well, bring them in. Let's meet them. Let's bring them in here. We've got to spend some time with these people, find out what they're on about, see what they're doing for us and for all these people who need electricity to be able to do what they need to do to get ahead in South Africa. Nestle Bar One, they've launched this amazing campaign called the Nestle Bar One Need Energy, which is lighting up libraries all around South Africa.
I was going to ask, are they walking in with Bar Ones?
Ah, they've brought Bar Ones. They are. This is good news. Very, very good.
Yes.
All right. So let's meet the people who are here today. Ah, DJ Spoo. How are you, bro? It's nice to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Come, grab a seat. We've got all the people are here, and we're going to say hello to all of them. Let's get everybody comfortable in the studio. We're going to make sure everybody's here to join us, and let's talk about all the things that are going on. Let me switch on the let's just see what's going on here. I want to make sure that we've got everything working when it comes to our... what's going on here? Khomolemo, why don't you come and just sort out these cameras? Because I think all I can do at this stage is... There we go. We've got Mash. We've got everybody else. There we go. I don't know why this one's not working. For some reason, that camera's dead. Let's just see if we can get that happening in the meantime. So what a pleasure. It's nice to have you here. Kuvashni, nice to see you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Lovely to see you. Yeah, very good. And... Spoo, what's news with you, man?
Good to see you, bro.
You look very chilled.
I am.
you obviously are very relaxed and happy and helping create electricity for people who need it for their studying.
Yeah, it's all the tree hugging I've been doing.
No, let me just see if I can get you on that. Are we moving these cameras? Because I don't think you can see him. Okay, yeah, please sort that out, guys. We need to figure out why everybody's not on camera here. I'm not sure why it's not working. All right, so let's just start off with what I've already told you about what they're doing with Nestle Bar One. And obviously, Kavashni, you are the one who is behind all of this. So you're the one who's making this happen. Tell us where it all came from and tell us about the idea.
Sure. Thanks, Gareth.
Nice to see you, by the way.
Thanks. Hashtag Need Energy is a powerful call to tackle load shedding and to raise the bar for students who need energy.
Mm-hmm.
Bar One is known for its energy for a 25-hour day. And we understand the youth's challenges. We understand it so much that we've developed this initiative to power up four libraries. So it's the Randburg Library, Winterfeld in Schwane, Beacon Bay in East London, and Musgrave in Durban.
Wow. So that's a lot of work. I mean, it's expensive to provide electricity. It's expensive to put generators in for these people,
yes.
Right?
So for up until the end of June, we'll be using generators. And this call is really to get the tweets and shares out for this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And once we reach our target of 1 million, Bar One will permanently solar panel, solar energy, these libraries. Because when you think about it, a library is not just a room filled with books. It's a go-to place for students to study, to research a career, to use the net to apply for a job. So it's not just about powering up a library. It's about lighting up lives.
Yeah, Mash, you're only interested in the chocolates at this point, but there is a really, I mean, there's a good reason to be excited about this.
Yes.
And for many people who, we're all affected by load shedding. We're all affected by what's going on with electricity provision. And for so many people, this is a way for us to help. So how can we help? Tell us how we can get involved and how we can get social media working behind this as well before we get to Spook.
Sure. We want to reach a target of 1 million. With a population of 60 million, I have no doubt that South Africa will be able to do this. All you've got to do is retweet and reshare. So go into our social media platforms and have a look at all of the news that we've got there.
All right. So what you can do is share and you can retweet with hashtag Need Energy on social media platforms. Each reshare or retweet one chocolate bar over here will help. And we all have until the 30th of June to get to that number. So to tell us more about this also, Sbusiso Liope, DJ Sbu. So first of all, I see you wearing Mofaya there. How's that going?
It's going great. God has been good.
I love
still
it.
Working.
Good
working
news.
Really hard. And it's beautiful that I'm collaborating with an energy initiative.
Good.
I'm very excited with what Bar One is doing. So it's exciting times.
Superb. So tell us how you got involved here with Bar One.
I'm very passionate about young people, Gareth. You know that. I mean,
education especially has always been something you've been very interested in.
Yeah. I'm very proud to actually see Cliff Central, you know, the pioneer.
No, we haven't had you in our new studio for a while.
That's what I wanted to say. I want to say congratulations for our new studios, guys. We come very far with this platform. You know, you're a pioneer who got us all onto online radio. Myself and Tibo Touch started online radio stations over the past. And I think the great thing that we've all done was to see potential talent in South Africa. And a lot of the young people that we all gave opportunities to, they're flourishing today. A lot of them are in Prime Media. They're on the SABC platforms.
Sure.
They're thriving. And that's what we've always been passionate about. And for me, that's my passion, man. Education, young people hustling, people doing things for themselves. So I kind of feel people do have to do for self. As much as we're sick and tired of politicians not doing for us, I think
we've got to do it ourselves, right?
Do it ourselves.
And that's what I love about what you're doing with Bar One, because it means ordinary old us can also get involved. And help people who need electricity be able to study, to be able to do the basic stuff.
Absolutely.
Makes perfect sense.
So for me, that's what it is, corporate companies. So Bar One came with an initiative. It didn't have to wait. You know, it just came up with an initiative to help young people. It's mid-year exam. It's cold. It's winter. There's no electricity. They can't study properly. So, you know, coming up with an initiative like this just spoke to my heart. I just wanted to be a part of it.
I absolutely love this initiative because it doesn't just affect the people in rural areas. This affects all of us. As somebody who just finished his studies the other day, I can also attest to the fact that load shedding did affect me greatly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was struggling day to day. And this is something that I am fully behind. Look.
Well, I want to introduce us now to someone else who is here, and that's Shudufadzo Musida, who is a South African model, beauty pageant title holder, who was crowned Miss South Africa in 2020. And Shudufadzo, is she here? Is that?
I think Shudufadzo? She's outside. Not here. She's probably just driving in.
Okay, well, we'll get to her in a moment or two while we're waiting. In the meantime, I mean, we've also got to talk about how people can get involved here and what exactly they can do. And maybe you can help us to understand, Kavashni, exactly what people can do besides eating chocolate, which is not a problem. I mean, in the middle of winter, this is one way to get energy going, right?
Definitely. It's the most delicious caramel and nougat chocolate.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's really about sharing hashtag Need Energy and retweeting on it. You know, just to talk more about these libraries and how we went about selecting it, it was based on urgent needs. So the Winterfeld Library in Shwane has not had energy for 3 years. How disruptive is that?
Gee whiz.
You know, can you believe?
But I also think it's really important that people realize that we used to think that libraries were going to die out, that we didn't need libraries anymore.
Yeah, we did.
And I think maybe they were neglected for a very long time. They were not something which we prioritized. And for many people who are trying to use these libraries now to help students to study, people to be able to use the resources of those places and to have electricity, this is going to make those libraries useful again.
Yes, it is. If you look at the Randburg Library, they use portable lights over load shedding. Mm-hmm. And then in Beacon Bay and Musgrave, books are issued manually. How tedious is that process? Geez.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Spoo, when last did you go to a library? I mean, it's not the kind of place that a lot of people go to, right?
I'm actually going to one tomorrow in Soshanguve. Mm-hmm. I'm excited that it's a reading platform and it's a place of studying and reading. So other people's in the township, we go to the nearest place that can give you Wi-Fi because we understand the value of Wi-Fi now, right? So what irritates me is some of these libraries, that's what they offer. They offer people an opportunity to study, to read. And when they don't have electricity, young people can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's exciting that, you know, Bawan, Nestle has, you know, intervened to... The thing is the solution for now is temporarily, but if we share the retweets, there's a pinned tweet on Bawan_SA on Twitter. Follow Bawan_SA and they've got a pinned tweet. If you go and retweet that tweet, it can take us to more tweets where Bawan is pledging to say for every retweet, there's R1 that is going to be, contributed onto the initiative. So then in that way, they'll be able to solve the problem permanently. And that's what makes me excited. I do go to libraries. I do read a lot. I have not been gone to libraries since the COVID-19 lockdowns, but I understand also the importance of libraries.
Very important. And I hear you're going to be at the Winterfeld Library on the 8th of June.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very, very soon. Why is it important, do you think, for people to see you there?
I've always been passionate about education. I've always been somebody who relates to people in the township. You know, people, when they look at me, you know, all sorts of things they say to me, positive things. People say I inspire them. I inspire them the way I've hustled to be where I am, how I've built my businesses.
You are very inspiring.
I appreciate it.
I can say that. Yeah. I've seen you doing your thing.
I appreciate it.
Created jobs, helped people get ahead, launched products. You really are you're a guy who thinks ahead.
And I think, you know, the more of us there are in the townships, you know, the more the kids see that you're just like them and they can become like you one day. Because I remember the celebrities that used to come to my school when I was young. I still remember that now. Like I'm a 40-year-old man. I remember what happened 20, 30 years ago. So that's the importance of it. Me just going there and rubbing shoulders and giving a word of inspiration and motivation to the kids with the Bawan team. I think, you know, it'll give them that sort of inspiration for them to, you know, feel that they can become somebody themselves one day.
So Kavashni, it's been a week now already. Where are we standing with the tweets and reshares so far? And where can people do this on any social medium?
Yes.
Do them all of them? So.
Yes. So it's still early days. We're just a week into this. And with an initiative that's filled with such a good purpose, I'm sure that South Africa will get on board and will go on and retweet and reshare the hashtag Need Energy.
It must have been very difficult to choose who you're going to support here. You can't help all the libraries.
Yeah.
And obviously, when we are able to raise some money here, you'll be able to help more and create permanent solutions for lots of people here. But it must have been difficult to decide which libraries you were going to help. So how did you make those decisions?
it was really based on those that had urgent needs, such as the Winterfeld.
Okay. And tell me why you want to personally get involved in this. And I don't mean just for Nestle or for Bar One. Like, why does it matter to you? Because so many of us are affected by load shedding. So many of us have had to deal with the good and the bad things that have come along. We've all had to make a plan, whether it's generators, whether it's working out when you can switch on your oven and stove, when you can put on electricity. It's affected everybody in South Africa. So how has it affected you, and what made you so interested in doing this bit?
So I love being part of an organization that really does good in communities. And this is an initiative that's really filled with good purpose. You know, there's a saying, those who think that they are crazy enough to change the world actually do.
Yep.
And I think that
for
if
sure.
we all had to have some energy mantra that we live by, it takes us a long way.
No, I think it's amazing. I think it's really, really inspiring to know that you guys are doing this and that someone is thinking about everyone else, you know?
Yes.
Someone's thinking about the day-to-day problems that people are dealing with. Mm. It's hard enough in South Africa when the economy is tough at the moment, but it's really nice that you guys are able to help out from Bar One.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think, Mesh?
I think it's absolutely amazing. I mean, being affected by load shedding day-to-day is not great, especially when you're studying. So this is one initiative that it's absolutely awesome.
Mash, you only finished, what, 3-4 days ago studying?
I just studied 3-4 days ago.
All right. Very, very good. Well, I want to welcome to the studio one of our other guests, Shudu Fadzo, who's here, a South African model beauty pageant title holder who was crowned Miss South Africa in 2020. So Shudu Fadzo, it's nice to see you. And how are you? How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you, Gareth.
And you're looking terrific.
Yeah. Thank you.
You look very fresh for first thing in the morning.
No, I did wake up quite early this morning. I woke up at 5:30 for some reason. I think it's because I knew I was coming here.
I love it. Well, it's nice to have you here. You're also going with Spoo to one of these libraries, and you're going to be participating in the whole process at Winterfeld. So tell us how you got involved.
I think if people have followed my South Africa journey, everything that I've done has been centered around mental health and mental wellness and education. And I think during this time, coming from the village that I come from, I know that it's hard to study when you have lack of resources, let alone electricity. So being part of this campaign is to basically light up the students' lives and ensure that education is not such a strenuous process, but rather we empower them in whatever ways that we can, which is why I joined this campaign with Bar One.
I love it. And Spoo, I know you're one of those people who doesn't moan and complain. You want to solve problems. You want to create opportunities for other people. You want to help people think about positive things. And this is a great way for us to not sit there and go, oh, load shedding, because what are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to solve these problems.
Solve these problems. I think other corporate companies should be learning from what Bar One is doing. We should all be involved. I'm involved because it's a good initiative. I'm passionate about education and we are doing something. And we obviously are working towards solving this problem permanently. That is if you guys reshare those tweets. Mm-hmm. So go to Bar One_SA on Twitter. There's a pinned tweet under the Bar One Twitter thread.
Absolutely.
And then just retweet and share the tweet so as many people as possible are aware of this initiatives that we're doing. And we just want to encourage other companies as well, not only Nestle and Bar One. I mean, other companies, they need to be doing, what is going on. As opposed to always complaining and blaming the politicians, we should be holding them accountable. But I really do think that it's up to us to stand up and do something for our kids, for our young people, you know. So this is, I'm passionate about it. It's June time. It is cold. You can only imagine what other people are going through. I've been visiting my mom's often since Mother's Day. And then I understand that load shedding hits in the township more than it does actually here in Sandton. Our inconvenience is usually just a couple of seconds here, generators kicking, etc. But in the township, like yesterday, electricity was gone for like 12 hours. So you just imagine in an area like Winterfeld.
I woke up in the dark this morning too. So it seems to be happening everywhere at the moment. We're all having to deal with it. But if you need to get involved and if you'd like to get involved, all you have to do is reshare and retweet hashtag need energy on all social media platforms. Each share and retweet is one bar, it's one rand. We have until the 30th of June to make a difference. And all of you are very, very welcome here this morning. I'm glad that you got to tell us your stories. Obviously, I'm sure you've also dealt with some load shedding.
Yes.
How do you look so fresh when you don't know whether you're going to have electricity? How do you get ready in the dark? You look so beautiful for someone who's obviously dealing with the same things we're all dealing with, but you don't look like someone who's been dressed in the dark.
Honestly, I think it goes back to, like, I think as a nation, we've almost gotten accustomed to having load shedding, which is very weird because we don't have to get accustomed to not having electricity, especially in winter, especially with how cold it is. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up expecting to not have electricity. So in my mind, when I sleep, like literally when I sleep with a band on, and like I always have a plan. So if there's no electricity, this is what I do. But it's almost become part of our lifestyle. But I don't think where education is concerned, it should really be affecting students, because we cannot speak of economic emancipation or education empowerment without electricity for students.
Of course. And Kavashni, you're also someone who looks like you you manage to look very, very sharp every day, regardless of whether or not there's power.
All in preparation.
All right. So we've got to have some Bar One. And I want to again say well done to Bar One for actually getting involved. You know, so many times people are involved in a campaign or an advertising or marketing thing, but here's something which actually will help other people. Mm-hmm. So it's a way for a brand that we all love to get behind a cause that we all care about tremendously. And I think it's just terrific that we're all here to celebrate this together and to get involved and to help. So you know what to do. Go along and reshare, retweet, #NeedEnergy on all social media platforms. Each reshare or retweet is one bar, which is R1. And we have until the 30th of June. Everybody help out, because there are lots of people who need your help. And this is one way you can make an enormous difference. Thank you, everybody. Let's have some Bar Ones. Let's do this. Let's all share some Bar Ones and let's get on with it. Kavashni, very nice to have you here. Shuda Fadso and DJ Sboo.
Thank you.
Are you struggling to open that?
Young people say danko.
Danko. Are you struggling to open your Bar One?
No. I open it neatly. So that's why I take my time. Yeah.
I'm waiting danko. To see that you could actually do this properly. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a hell of a way to wake up. It's the best thing to eat first thing in the morning. All right, everybody, we will see you tomorrow bright and early at 6 o'clock. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.